Well, Thanksgiving is a time to watch a little football, maybe hang out with the family, and with any luck, enjoy a wonderful dinner. Current State's Brooke Allen decided to find out what that favorite dish is for everyone here at WKAR.
Okay, Kevin Lavery, tell me your favorite Thanksgiving dish.
I'm a pretty simple guy. I like homemade mashed potatoes.
Real butter?
Absolutely. Is there any other way to go?
Probably not.
I know I should be dieting, but it's Thanksgiving, and we're not going to talk about that right now.
Thank you. All right, Scott Poole, tell me your favorite Thanksgiving dish.
I would have to say stuffing. I really like stuffing, maybe primarily because that's most likely the only time of the year you're ever going to really get real stuffing that's been inside a bird.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to put it inside the bird?
No.
Why not?
Because they say it's bad for you.
Well, everything about the Thanksgiving meal is probably bad for you. That's why we only do it once a year.
Exactly. So do you make the stuffing in your house?
Oh, I make nothing that we actually eat. There's a good chance I'll carve the turkey. Other than that, I stay out of the way. And I'll do the cleanup after.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's That's huge. Can you come to my house afterwards?
No, but thank you.
Hi, Drew Henderson. You want to tell me your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Sausage rolls.
What are those?
They're just sausage with puff pastry around it. Yeah, my grandparents from England used to make that all the time, and sausage stuffing. So it was big British Thanksgiving in the United States.
Oh, so it's kind of a family tradition.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, and do you make those?
Not anymore since I stopped eating sausage and went vegetarian. So I don't really enjoy much Thanksgiving food. I usually just eat hummus and vegetables and maybe a little bit of stuffing, but a lot of that has chicken stock in it. And I have a intolerance for chicken, so I just don't feel good. So anyway, so everybody always wonders, like, what do you eat, you know, Thanksgiving? And that's what I eat, hummus and... Oh, and the desserts, though. The desserts are great.
Okay. So you do have some enjoyment on Thanksgiving.
My wife will be making a pumpkin cheesecake, which she always does, and it's great.
I am so coming over to your house for pumpkin cheesecake.
All right, I'll bring you some.
All right, Mr. Brad Walker, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Is this thing on?
Okay. Testing, 1, 2.
You're going to think I'm really strange. Not that you don't anyway, but it's cranberry sauce in a can. That is my favorite thing of Thanksgiving. I love that dish. No, I'm serious, too. I love it.
That's not a dish, Brad.
Yeah, it is. You said it on a dish. It's a dish. I do. I love it.
You said it on a dish after you pry it out of the can.
Oh, it's very easy. You just turn the can upside down and it goes boom, right onto the dish. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
I'm walking out of your office now. All right, Mark Bayshore, I want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving dish is.
You know, Thanksgiving is the only time all year that I give myself permission to eat gravy. I mean, I am such a killjoy at the table. I just don't indulge myself enough at the table. But Thanksgiving is the one time a year when I actually have a tablespoon or two of gravy. So I'm gonna say gravy. You know, it's one little thing to look forward to. I like the whole thing. I like the ice cream with the pie for dessert. That's really cool.
So on Thanksgiving, you'll really be living it up.
Well, for me, yeah, I'll be living it up. No, it's Thanksgiving. Who doesn't like Thanksgiving? It's all good.
Okay, Jamie Paisley, I need to know what your favorite Thanksgiving dish is.
Mine, I would have to say it's maybe a family sort of recipe. It's not part of Thanksgiving proper, but it's actually a bit of a breakfast food. It is called hoy, or at least that's what we called it from the, you know, borderline South. It is a chocolate gravy that you pour over biscuits, and it's like the Thanksgiving morning tradition.
Oh, so it's more of a morning thing to start you off.
It is, because, you know, you're not going to have enough sugar later on, so you might as well pile it on early in the morning.
And do you make this yourself?
Oh, yeah. Low and slow. It's like a barbecue sort of recipe. And otherwise, it congeals a bit too much with the flour and the roux mixture.
Maybe we should post that recipe online.
I'd have to check my sources whether or not that's
okay.
Permissible.
All right. Okay, Al Martin, current sports host. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Wow. Let me hold on, because I have like three of them. But if I had to choose one, probably macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I love some mac and cheese. My grandmother has like this original recipe that like has gone through the modern history, and it is. And then a close second is sweet potato pie, but macaroni and cheese takes the cake.
Do you make it?
Oh, yeah, right. Stop. She won't even tell me the recipe. It's like a family secret. She only select few know that recipe, but I can barely bake chicken, let alone make some macaroni and cheese, Brooke. So, yeah, that has to be it, though, right there.
Okay, Peter Wharf, station manager, I need to know your favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Cornbread dressing, Southern style.
And do you make that?
No. No. No, Southern style. So I'm from here.
So what does Southern style mean?
I don't know, people in Michigan don't really, people from Michigan, as far as I know, don't really make cornbread dressing. It's, you know, I mean, think about it. Cornbread, traditional Southern staple at any meal. You use the old cornbread just as you would, you know, day old bread to make a stuffing, but in this case it's a cornbread stuffing, and it's delicious. Sometimes it's with sausage, which, you know, that makes everything better. But the funny thing was, I heard my mother-in-law talking, who's from Memphis, Tennessee, this is where this is coming from, and she said, you know what the secret to great cornbread dressing is, stuffing? I said, no, I don't know, you tell me. She said, celery. Lots of celery. So
there it is.
Go figure. Who knew the secret to cornbread stuffing was celery, but that's it. And you use the leaves.
Of the celery?
Yes.
Okay, Jody Knoll, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I love pie, and I like pumpkin pie, but we usually have pecan pie too, and I love pecan pie.
Okay, so I have to ask, do you like it warm or cold?
Warm, with vanilla ice cream.
Cup of coffee?
Absolutely. Very dark.
My kind of guy. Thank you, Jody. Okay, Katie Cook, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I mean, this is so boring, but it's the turkey. I like the dark meat turkey. It's my favorite part.
You are the first person who has said turkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good. I look forward to it every year.
And the dark meat?
It's more flavorful.
I give you the prize this year. You are the first one and the only one who has said turkey.
That's really funny. Great. Good.
So, Mark, out of all those answers, Kevin Lavery was the only one who said mashed potatoes were his favorite dish.
Only one turkey and only one mashed potatoes.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So what do you think is the hardest dish to cook out of all of those?
Oh, my gosh. I'd probably say the turkey.
Okay, so turkey is kind of the most difficult because it could end up much, you know, more dry. But actually, mashed potatoes are the most difficult. So when I spoke to MSU's Chef Kurt, he told me that the trick to making the most delicious mashed potatoes are actually using a potato ricer. Well, I've never heard of a potato ricer, so I went out and bought one the other day, and I made the potatoes with a potato ricer the other night, and then Chef Kurt came in, and he tried them out, and he had to fix them a little bit, and then everyone...
just a little bit?
Just a little bit, yes. Just a little bit, and you had a taste.
You
tried them. And so the video is going to be posted on WKAR.org and our current state Facebook page of the incident.
The potato incident.
And everyone's reviews of those. So happy Thanksgiving, Mark. Thank you so much.
Same to you, Brooke. And if you only had to fix them a little bit, then I'm sure it speaks highly of your skills as well.
And so, very tasty.
Happy Thanksgiving.